Sri Lanka A cruised to victory over Sri Lankan Development 11 early on day 4 of the SSC. They had closed day 3 on 19 for none in their 4 things, being set just 93 to win. They extended their first innings lead to 184 yesterday morning, as Dilawan Pereira and Vimukthi Pereira took the overnight 9th wicket stand to 88. The Development 11 were then bowled out for 276, in spite of opener Shahan Jayasuriya and Kusal Pereira adding 92. Wicketkeeper Nirashan Dick Vella then made the most of his promotion to number 3, to fluent 94, he received precious little support. The only subsequent contribution of note came from skipper Lahiru Thirumana, who made 46. Vimukthi Pereira, Dilawan Pereira and Ashan Priyanjan took a brace of wickets apiece. A then wrapped up the win today by 7 wickets, with opener Pavasara Wadooj unbeaten on 54 off 74 balls. There were wins for Cape Cobras and Warriors in last night's Momentum One Day Cup action in South Africa. Cobras prevailed by 28 runs over Knights, in spite of a valiant effort from Ryan McLaren. He hit 88 of only 73 balls, to follow up an opening stand of 71 between Reeza Hendricks and Gihan Kluter. However, it wasn't enough, with Knights all out for 227, to being set 256 to win. C.S. Sametu took 3 for 42, while Charles Langeveldt and Justin Kemp chipped in with 2 wickets apiece. Cobras had early had half centuries from Andrew Puttick and Yasin Valley to thank for their total. Puttick dominated an opening stand of 90 with Dane Vilas in making 52, while Valley played the middle order anchor role brilliantly in making 72 off 95 balls. Spinners Nicky Boyer and Werner Kurtze were the picks of the Knights bowlers, turning combined figures of 4 for 67 in their 20 overs. Warriors had a dazzling career best 129 from Wayne Parnell to thank for their rain-affected win over Lions. Parnell put on 155 with fellow opener J.J. Smuts, with Colin Ingram and Ryan Bailey supplementing the total with rapid 50s. Warriors ending on a mammoth 342 for 6. Lions made a solid start to their run chase, reaching 118 for 3 in the 26th over. Brassey van der Dusten was unbeaten on 52, but rain denied him any chance of playing a match-winning knock, with Warriors declared winners on the Duckworth Lewis method by 54 runs. The opening day of the latest round of match in the Cricket South Africa 3-day provincial competition witnessed Boland rack up 430 for 4 against Namibia thanks to centuries from Lotlo Seseli and Uwe Birkenstock. Elsewhere, Border replied to Eastern's 221 with 75 for 2. Free State closed on 334 for 6 against KwaZulu-Natal inland. North West made 96 for 1 after dismissing Western Province for 206, and Northerns took complete control over South Western districts. They bowled them out for 118, and then reached dumps on 255 for 5. The Ryobi One Day Cup basement battle saw South Australia triumph over Western Australia at Sydney's Des Moines Oval. The Warriors did make a handsome 285 for 5 in their 50 overs, as Cameron Bancroft, Sean Marsh and Simon Cattich all passed 50. Bancroft and Marsh put on 110 for the first wicket, with Cattich then upping the tempo by striking 66 for only 39 deliveries. A second wicket stand of 188 then broke the back of the run chase. Michael Klinger continued his impressive run of form by making 91, while Tom Cooper hit 101. The Redbacks won in the penultimate over, with Alex Ross and Johan Botha seeing them over the line with a spryly unbroken stand of 42 in 21 balls. David Warner hit a stonking century in the other match, but it wasn't enough to help New South Wales beat Queensland at the North Sydney Oval. The Blues made 253 after electing to bat, as Warner hit 139 off only 126 balls on the top of the order. Unfortunately, he lacked support from his colleagues, with Nick Maddinson's brisk 33 the next highest contribution. James Hoates took 4 wickets, along with a brace apiece for Michael Neeser and Ben Cutting. Bulls openers Usman Khawaja and debutant Jimmy Pearson then hit half centuries and 118 to get their run chase off to a rapid start. A cluster of wickets couldn't derail the chase, with Chris Lee hitting 78 of only 67 balls, see them home by 5 wickets with 6 overs to spare. Doug Bollinger received a 1-match suspension for breaching the Cricket Australia code of behaviour during the match. A wild throw from him hit the batsman, with Bollinger pleading guilty and accepting the penalty. And staying in Australia, England batsman Owen Morgan has signed to play for Sydney Thunder in this season's Big Bash League. In India, all-rounder Ajit Agarkar has announced his retirement from professional cricket at the age of 35. Agarkar led Mumbai to the Ranji Trophy title last season, but Zaheer Khan will lead them in their title defence when the competition gets underway later this month. Meanwhile, the opening day of the Duleep Trophy final between North Zone and South Zone was abandoned due to a wet outfield in Kochi. On the county circuit, England fast bowler James Anderson has extended his Lancashire contract by a year, meaning he will now remain with the club until the end of the 2015 season. The deal, of course, will only kick in if Anderson loses England's central contract. The latest batch of those are expected to be announced imminently. Glamorgan captain and wicketkeeper Mark Wallace extended his contract until the end of the 2016 season. Leicestershire have secured the futures of several of their players. Zimbabwe-born seam bowler Anthony Ireland, batsman Angus Robson and all-rounder Tom Wells join all-rounder Ben Rain in signing one-year deals. Left-arm spinner James Sykes has penned a two-year extension. Northamptonshire all-rounder Rob Keir has signed a new two-year contract. Batsman Rob Newton extended his current deal by 3 years, according to BBC Sport and the Northampton Chronicle. 20-year-old batsman James Kettleborough, meanwhile, has put pen to paper on a one-year deal. And finally, Sussex and Scotland cricketer Matt McCann has extended his contract with the county till the end of the 2015 season.